do I have a good one for you guys this afternoon. I know a lot of you guys like it when I give a nice impassioned rant on the WNBA. Those of you who enjoy that kind of thing, this is the video for you. There seems to be some confusion between the concepts of rights and privileges. A right is something that can never be taken away from you. For example, you have the right in this country to speak freely. You have the right to live your life however you choose to live your life. You have the right to protect yourself. You have the right to choose who you want to marry, who you want to be in a relationship with. Rights do not have to be earned. They are given, which is the main difference between rights and privileges. Privileges have to be earned. If you are the number one salesman at your company, you've been with the company 10, 15, or 20 years, you've earned privileges in that time that management will not give to first or second year employees. It's no different in sports. I often say sports mimic society. Professional sports is a business. Athletes go through similar situations that people go through in their office jobs. It's just on a much larger scale. Michael Jordan, he had more privileges than a guy like John Starks. If there were even whispers or rumors about John Starks gambling in the 90s, David Stern probably would have suspended him. Michael Jordan, he's an admitted gambler, not on the NBA, but still a passionate gambler. David Stern could give a fuck less. David Stern was the ultimate capitalist. He's not going to suspend his cash cow because he likes to bet on golf. The other night, the Los Angeles shitfucks traveled to the dump in D.C. to take on the Washington Woke. Oh, it was an epic matchup. Missed layups, airballed free throws. It was a physical game of who could insert the cucumber the farthest. The game even went into overtime, where Woke welfare recipients counted their leftover food stamps to determine the winner of the game. After this epic matchup, the L.A. shitfucks, they were stressed to the limit. For starters, their equipment manager didn't pack enough Woke holy water, so not all of the dump divers could shower. Then, the driver of their Greyhound bus came down with the Woke flu, also known as the Fauci. They had to rush to find another bus driver, but they kept running into candidates that hadn't been Fauci fucked. Woke welfare recipients, they refused to allow normal people to drive them, so it took another hour or so for them to find a willing dumbass. After all of that, they had to rush to the airport to catch their commercial flight to Los Angeles. Since the WNBA doesn't generate profit, teams cannot even afford for coach tickets for their woke welfare recipients, so players are forced to fly below the plane with everybody else's luggage. There was just one small problem. The flight was canceled. Now, of course, this caused an immediate reaction amongst the dump divers. Who did they blame for this situation? They should have blamed themselves for participating in a league that no one watches, which is the primary reason they're still flying commercial instead of chartered flights. But come on, guys! Members of Woke United Methodist, they never accept responsibility for their own situation. They have to blame someone else. So, who did they blame? They blamed the league that gives them the opportunity to make six figures playing JV basketball. They blamed the league who sends them woke welfare on a bi-weekly basis. These entitled fucks, they continue to bite the hand that feeds them. Divers in the LA dump, they lashed out at WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert. This is not right. We are elite athletes. We have earned the right to have better travel accommodations. What? What did you say? Elite athletes? Did you just say elite athletes? Tom Brady is an elite athlete. LeBron James is an elite athlete. Very, very few people can replicate what they do. Tossing a roll of toilet paper into a trash can at the dump doesn't make you an elite athlete. But there's that word again, rights. We have earned the right. Earned the right to what? Someone please explain to me how WNBA players have earned better travel accommodations. This league has bent over backwards to appease these entitled fucks. They complained that they weren't receiving enough woke welfare. Players couldn't afford pumps to blow up their air mattress at the dump. The league conceded, raised player salaries with money they didn't have. Players complained that they didn't have enough funding. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, she went to corporate America with her hat in her hand, begging for donations. She raised $75 million this past offseason by getting corporate America to sympathize. Now, like I said, the league went out of its way to pamper these dump divers. But just like all woke shitfucks, it's never enough. The league made these concessions expecting a better product, expecting to draw an audience. Ratings are down from last year, and attendance throughout the dump down 20%. This past Sunday, ABC dedicated the entire afternoon to coverage from the local dump. From 12 to 5, ABC aired nonstop coverage. Oh, the broadcast was so exciting. We witnessed Natasha Cloud moving trash to the incinerator so they had an open fire to cook on later. We saw Liz Cambage return to the dump to show off her new career as a male model. We saw Sue Tweety Bird cuddled up on a mattress with what appeared to be a young boy. Producers at ABC, they were nervous. They thought they were showing a felony on national television. A woman in her 30s, cucumber in hand with woke intentions. But when the young boy rolled over so the camera could get a better look at his face, producers at ABC breathed a sigh of relief. This was not a minor child. Sue Bird was cuddling with her prepubescent husband, Megan Rapinoe. ABC reported ratings for every single program they aired on Sunday. Every hour from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., ratings were reported. But when it came to ratings for the dump, they mysteriously disappeared. Once again, ABC failed to report ratings for 5 hours of WNBA coverage. I wonder why. I never have trouble finding NBA ratings on ABC. I never have trouble finding NFL ratings on Fox or CBS. I wonder why we always have trouble reporting WNBA ratings on broadcast television. Several WNBA players, they took to social media to voice their frustrations to their handful of followers. One of them posted a nice little dance video. I had to mute the sound for copyright reasons, but pay attention to the messaging that's on the screen. The other took to Twitter to let her fans know what she was enduring. Oh, it's so frustrating to be treated like a second-class citizen. Watch for yourself.
Yeah, so we are roaming the airport. It's the first time in my 11 seasons that I've ever had to sleep in the airport. But based on travel, it's not expected that this has happened. It's basically, it was only a matter of time. So half of us are sleeping in the airport, half of us are at a hotel. There weren't enough rooms after our flight got
Delayed,
and then canceled at 1 a.m.
And then rebooked for first thing in the morning.
So, it is now 1:44, and we're here till 9 a.m.
I doubled up my clothes, y'all. Getting cozy.
Yes.
No one's trying to break your soul. They're trying to get you to generate money. Maybe if this league generated some revenue, they would be able to afford to put you in a nice apartment for the season instead of under a cardboard box in the dump. And what the fuck was with that one birthing person wearing a fucking mask? This is another constant complaint amongst dump divers. Not only do they complain about flying commercial, they also complain because flying commercial exposes them to the COVID. I don't know if they missed the memo, perhaps the fax machine at the dump's broken, or maybe they ran out of cucumbers and began using the post of the mailbox for insertion so the post office couldn't deliver the mail. But the COVID is over. Outside of the Fauci lizard, no one gives a shit about the COVID anymore. Now, the reason I came across this story on the WNBA is because an article from SB Nation popped up in my newsfeed. I intended to talk about ESPN losing the Big Ten this afternoon. I came across this story as I was doing my research on that other one. This article, published by SB Nation, It encapsulates everything wrong with this league. One of the reasons WNBA players complain about air travel is because NBA players have chartered flights. We are not being treated fairly. The men fly across the country on private jets. We are men too, damn it! I have just as much back hair as LeBron James. The reasons are obvious why NBA players are chartered and WNBA players ride the Greyhound bus. I don't need to explain that to you guys again. You guys are smart. But the players continue blaming the wrong people. They have no one to blame but themselves. The reason WNBA players are not allowed to fly privately is because they agreed to that clause in the CBA that was just signed 2 years ago. One of the dump divers complained that flying on the same day we had to play a game will never set well with me. The article in SB Nation claimed this prevents these men from performing at a high level of athleticism. High level of athleticism? Let me show you guys once again what constitutes as athleticism in the WNBA. I cannot believe these entitled fucks continue complaining about traveling on a game day. In a video I did a while back, I pulled my Pelicans schedule from last season. I was interested to see how many times the Pelicans had to play back-to-back games or travel and play a game in the same day. If I remember correctly, I stopped counting by the second week of the regular season when it had already happened twice. These entitled woke welfare recipients in the WNBA, they don't have any leverage. The last sentence of the SB Nation article read, "Next time you're in the airport, be on the lookout for WNBA stars. You might catch them counting pennies on the ground, waiting for their next flight." Now, even though the writer was being an asshole and defending these entitled players, he or she or they were right about one thing. If this league did not exist, that's what the majority of these players would be doing for a living. Picking up loose change on the ground or begging for it outside the local gay bar. But go ahead. Keep biting the hand that feeds you. Keep complaining about travel accommodations. Keep complaining about your hotel rooms. Keep complaining about the league that pays you six figures to not draw an audience. My hope is one day these team owners will have enough of these entitled fucks and shut this dump down. Now, that would cause a problem for us normal people. We would have to find new land to dump our trash, but I think we would manage. But let me know what you guys think. Woke welfare recipients, once again complaining about travel. Now look, I'm sure it was a frustrating situation dealing with a canceled flight. I've been in that situation before, but when you don't generate the money to be able to afford private airfare, this is what you deal with. This is one of the consequences. There's a simple solution to this problem. On paper, anyway, there's a simple solution to this problem. Make more money. Now, unfortunately for the dump divers, they will never be able to do that. But you guys give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.